Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grand. In the studio with me this morning is Deb Howard. She is the Executive Director of the United Way of Livingston County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I guess we're going to carry on with the rest of the description of the agencies like we've been doing the last couple weeks, and you brought some good news with you, too.
I did. What do you want first?
Well, let's finish what we started and then move on to the good news.
Okay. Otherwise, we might see something shiny and wander off.
Possibly, yes.
Well, the next agency up is the Livingston Family Care Center, and it was created for low-income families in Livingston County with limited or no access to medical care. A lot of people believe with the medical care that's available, the affordable health care, that there's no need for this, but they are so wrong. There are still tons of people in Livingston County without medical insurance that do come to the Family Care Center, and they do a great job with whatever you have, a gallbladder, a cold, an ear infection, and they're a great organization. PATH provides services for senior citizens. The services include helping people stay independent in their homes, connecting seniors to the services they need and are entitled to, as well as education and counseling. And when it comes to the seniors, again, you know, you get kids, you get seniors. That's what this is all about, is taking care of our kids and taking care of our seniors and our disabled and mental health. The next one is senior nutrition. That's Piecemeals. And Piecemeals not just brings a meal four times a week. They check on people. There's a lot of elderly people in the community that maybe their kids live in Florida or Texas or somewhere else, and that's the only communication you have. And one of my favorite stories with them is the lady went to deliver her meal and noticed that the woman was just not behaving properly. And it turned out the woman was in the middle of having a stroke.
Oh, wow.
You know, so those are important things. You know, they notice, oh, her nightgown, her, you know, robe is all ripped. Maybe she doesn't have the ability to get another one. Mm-hmm. And then they feed out to the agencies or call an ambulance or whatever's needed. So that's a vital, important part of our makeup here in the county. Pontiac Salvation Army, Linda just does a great job over there. And I can't say enough about what the Salvation Army provides. Help with your rent, help with your gas, help with your lights, food, clothing. And the list goes on and on and on. Counseling, case management, referrals to other agencies. We'd be lost without the Pontiac Salvation Army. Prairie State Legal Service. This is probably the one I get the most questions about. Why do you fund a legal service? Well, first off, Prairie State Legal Service doesn't do anything with like criminals or stuff like that. You know, what they do is, they protect women and men and children, domestic violent cases, prevention of elder abuse, maintenance of basic income and home health care benefits for seniors and disabled people. One of my favorite stories of Prairie State Legal Service is a gentleman who lived in a trailer court here in Pontiac, which we'll name unnamed, and his kitchen floor fell through. This gentleman was in a wheelchair and paying his rent every month. His bathroom was on the other side of the hole of his kitchen floor that he couldn't get his wheelchair through.
Oh, no.
And Prairie State Legal Service forced a hand. You know, I mean, you're paying your rent. The landlord needs to fix that. This had gone on for months. That's a just such a great service for people who cannot afford to do something different. He couldn't afford to move. He didn't have first month's rent and the security deposit and all of those things. So Prairie State Legal forces the goes to court and forces the landlord to take care of the tenant situation because he's paying good rent for that. And then ShowBus. ShowBus is public transportation in Livingston County, and we are so fortunate to have them here. There's a lot of counties that we always go to this political thing, but there's a lot of counties that due to the lack of state funding, they no longer have their bus service. How would somebody get to the doctor who didn't drive? I'll take a perfect example, somebody in Sonneman get to IHR? You know, it's just ShowBus is much needed, and we're just so glad they're here in our community.
And they got lucky there for a little bit. They were really, really working on bare bones, and they had a What, a special loan made?
Yep. They're still working on bare bones, but right. They got a loan to stay in business because they would have been gone. And I'm doing this by memory, and that's never the best thing for me. But I think last September they would have had to close up had this not happened.
Yeah.
You know, and all the agencies are facing the same thing. Somebody had mentioned to me today that Life Center for Independent Living is cutting their hours. And, you know, that is so unfortunate, and we really need to fix this. I wish that I could raise enough money to give these agencies much more than what we do give them. Our goal this year was $194,000. We are not that far off. We are at 80% of that. So if you're sitting there waiting to make your United Way donation, now is the time to get it in. And that will cover all our agencies, you know. So now's the time because we are at 80%. So get those donations in. You can call the office, 844-5131. You can drop them off at 210 North Plum Street in Pontiac or throw them in the mail.
And that was our good news we were going to talk about.
That was the good news.
80% of the way there. Now, at the same time, when is your next program? You said something's coming up in April.
We have our celebration in April. It's April 27th out at the Elks Club. And we have every intention of celebrating because we are going to make this goal. So our celebration is at the Elks Club at 5 o'clock on April 27th. So anybody who's donated is invited and come out and check us out.
And it's always a good time.
Always a good time. And if you happen to have a check you've been holding on to that you haven't, just bring it out to the Elks Club the night of the celebration. We'll take it there, too.
And every little bit counts, you've said before, especially even, you know, because it splits between these 17 agencies. It helps all the 17 agencies. And we've gone over all of the agencies the last three times you've been on. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, cash, check, credit card, you can set up prepaid monthly debits from your account, if I'm not mistaken.
You can. And we could even bill you monthly. You know, we have some people who send us $25 every single month. And we have one person we bill, and we have another person who just automatically sends it. They know, you know.
That's awesome. Now, and you still even have businesses who do employee programs with
we
that,
do.
Right?
We do. We're looking for more businesses interested in doing employee drives. We believe we're going to pick up a couple more agencies this year that are in need of funding. And, of course, if there are more agencies in need of funding, and if the agencies we already have ask for more funding due to the situation going on in the state of Illinois, we obviously need more people to donate. So we are looking for companies wanting to be part of the partner with the United Way to help the agencies.
And for those interested, let's go over the information one more time. Phone number and address, please.
815-844-5131. And the address is 210 North Plum, Pontiac, Illinois, 61764.
We've been speaking with Deb Howard. She is the executive director of the United Way of Livingston County. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.